Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Why, certainly.
Oh.
All right. It's partly cloudy, a little bit breezy. So I'm going to say breezes are 15 to 20 miles an hour. Breezes coming out of the southeast. And I would say it's about 90, right around 90 degrees. The clouds are forming, so look for a passing shower in the evening. And we're going to play this cycle every day because it's the summer.
Guys, unbelievable.
It's good, huh?
90 degrees. Rain is expected in 9 minutes.
Wow. He's good. Headline brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks. Vlad, when you commit to golfing on the weekend at 7 in the morning and you got to get up and through a whole routine, I need to know what's up.
Hmm?
And I can't be looking at those national forecasts that just put green all over the whole state. I need to know when, where, what time, if it's going to be evening, if it's going to be mid-evening, so I know I can get my round in. If I can't get my round in and they say, oh, it's going to be pouring in the morning, I ain't going to get up at 4:30 in the morning to get ready.
But the guy's good, man. You're just good. You know the degree, the temperature, where the wind. It's like you, I give you at least, you know, a two degree or 2 miles per hour.
Brace.
And you've never gone over it.
No.
Yep.
Never.
No, I just look at my trees, baby. I can tell by my trees.
What are you, Ragnar?
No, I can just know.
Or Floki.
I can tell when these trees are moving, right? Because I got some heavy ass leaves. When them trees are moving, you're gonna get the 15-mile-an-hour wind. If they just laying flat, can't tell.
Remember when Floki would speak to the trees, he'd listen to them.
What does the tree say, Ragnar? Oh,
yeah. Who, like, he was one of the coolest, crazy people in the show.
Yep.
Right? Because he ended up making the most sense at the end.
I remember back in the day on the Heat Squad with Birdman and Goron.
Who is it? He's like a present day Floki. I would say Birdman is like Floki.
They called him Floki and Ragnar. That's when the show was at its heights. By the way, I want to give a shout out to Goran Dragic, who has his farewell game today, Leroy, or his farewell dinner is tonight. The game is tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's in Slovenia. It looks like they've put together an event, dude. There's like lasers and spotlights. I mean, it's they are going all out. Yeah, dude. Night of the Dragon.
Well, I mean, you know what? When it comes from playing for the country and having success in the NBA, I mean,
why do you like poker chips?
Why does it look like poker chips? I don't know. Maybe there's an auction.
All that lighting in the centerpieces.
I like how the basketball kind of looks like a dragon egg. That's cool.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh, by the way, showed up. Chris Bosh is there for Gogi. He is. He's arrived. Dirk is there. Luca.
Is it chilly up? Chilly there now?
I don't know.
It might be.
I don't know.
It might be. It's your
weather. I mean, because I'm watching the women's open championship in you know, over there in England, and they're covered up like it's 2 degrees.
It's a little brisk, 61.
Okay.
High of 91, so it has nice, pleasant evenings because it is, it's like 6 o'clock there now. But it says tomorrow there's a high of 91 and a low of 61. So it's kind of like us in like December. That's like what it feels like here.
It's a high of 91 and a low of 61?
Yeah.
That's like Vegas.
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, Chris Bosh arrived. I think it's so cool that Chris Bosh went.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's really cool because I look at that man and I look at like that's
what could have been.
That's what it that's maybe the biggest what if in the team's history. Is Chris Bosh and Goran Dragic getting a real run together with D Wade still in those last like prime years, Luol Deng, Hassan before he became a fat cat. That was a squad, dude. And that he stunk. All you had to do was beat LeBron. It was just the Raptors. And Vlad, that he stunk, dude. Why you give me that look?
What year was that?
That was 15-16.
Yeah, you're not beating Cleveland that year.
Oh, yeah, dude. If Chris Bosh doesn't get sick, we're beating him.
You're not beating Cleveland that
year. Oh, we're beating him, dude. We're beating him. Chris Bosh? Come on.
You have no answer for Kyrie. And this
you're in that dream world again.
Yes, absolutely.
Don't have an answer for Kyrie. We have Dwayne Wade, peak of his powers. D Wade against Kyrie.
16 was Dunzo.
No, he wasn't. You're misremembering it. He wasn't Dunzo.
I love you guys, but you're wrong. People think Kyrie was crazy, but he's one of the best ball handlers to ever play basketball.
And D-Wade's one of the best shot blocking guards of all time.
If he could stay in front of him.
He would have stayed in front of him. You guys are acting like D-Wade was 38. He was. He, like, remember that was the year where D-Wade was great. He was available too.
Talking about
he played 7-plus games. And then the next year, no. See, you guys have your years. You have your years mixed up. This was the last year. D-Wade balled out that entire year. And then he went to the Heat. And he goes, hey, give me my money. And then Pat was like, but I'm giving it to Hassan. Ah! Oh, my God.
So
worst summer of my life.
So you thought that 15-16 Miami Heat team
mm-hmm.
would have beaten the eventual NBA world champions, LeBron James and Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh, yeah.
In the Eastern Conference Finals. And then beat the 73-win Golden State Warriors team.
That was a tougher challenge, Vlad. But honestly... The team beat them, and the Cavs beat them.
And then remember,
with some chicanery.
And then OKC, and OKC had a 3-1 lead against the Warriors.
Well, they didn't have to play OKC, you know. But
you see.
Here's the thing: you guys like to live in hindsight, which
you're
is
you're living in hindsight.
But in the moment, you add Goran Dragic to that roster. And it got snatched away immediately. First of all, I didn't even get him for the 14-15 year because Chris Bosh literally, his season was over hours later. So we never got that year. And they have David Blatt as their head coach. All right? And then the next year, right again, as you get to the All-Star break, I had to rely on Joe Johnson, Ben Udry taking it. It was ridiculous. ISO Joe on the Heat.
You had ISO Joe?
Yeah.
What?
You had ISO Joe? Dude, I don't remember.
You're mixing up your years. See, you're mixing up hazy Heat years. Did they have Dion Wade? No. This was Miami Heat, D-Wade, still gas left in the tank. Chris Bosh was their max player. And then all of a sudden, boom, your max player, you lose him twice at the All-Star break.
Jeez.
It was cruel. And yeah, dude, you don't remember that first year? Beat the Cavaliers on Christmas? Danny Granger. Hated him on the Pacers, but he'll always have a place in my heart. He won the grand petty of them all.
What, that Christmas game?
Oh, that was good. He didn't want no part of Danny Granger. You're right, Schmeathan. No part of him. And then another one. Dude, let me tell you something right now, Leroy. How cruel is it that Goran Dragic, because you won't put him in the rafters, which I think is unfair.
Dave South said it perfectly. Hmm? This might be Wild Heat Coyote's origin story.
Well, you got to realize remember when Bane has it like flowing through his veins? Like that, the petty, it wasn't just you rooting for your team, but you hated Cleveland so because they're laughing at us. Everyone was laughing at us. Everyone was laughing at us. And we finally bring Gore. And let me tell you something about Goran Dragic, okay? Leroy, that man could make a stink. Goran Dragic could make a stink because he got the hell out of Phoenix. He told the media, I don't trust these mother bleepers. I don't trust them. Forced his hand to Miami. He's not meek like Damian Lillard was. I just want to be liked. He got what he wanted. That's what you do in Slovenia. You get what you want. You know, of course, until, you know, Kyle Lowry got traded here, which, ugh. But think about that, dude. This man, you know, he could be a certified, you know, you everybody looks at him, oh, he's a nice franchise player of all time. He should be in the rafters, okay? This man had two heartbreaking things happen to him because of health, Leroy. One, Chris Bosh's blood, and two, his foot exploding in the finals. Ridiculous. What kind of snake bit is that? Guy comes here, thinks he's going to play with D. Wade and Chris Bosh, and then 2 years later, he's playing with Deion Waiters and James Johnson. Don't ignore me. I don't like what you're doing right now. He thinks I'm going to get tuckered out, and I'm not. I'll tell you about Goran Dragic and how they were going to win the championship all day. Crazy. Hawks team. Who's stopping us? Kyle Korver? They almost beat the Raptors that year anyway. Hassan Whiteside's knee blew up.
Now you're putting... Oh, my goodness. Now you're...
No, it was pre-fat cat. It was pre-fat... Hey. PFC. Big difference in Hassan Whiteside. Pre-payday.
PFC, pre-fat cat.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Those were the days, man. Oh, the grand petty of them all. The grand petty of them all. Anyway, love you, Gogi. Congratulations on a wonderful career. A gem of a man. And I hope everybody has a great time. But I'm glad Chris Bosh made it out there for him.
Yep.
Very, very cool. And you guys would have won the championship if it wasn't for that damn blood. Take a break. More to come on the show.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After this.
This hour of Tobin and Lee.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Very that colorful
is,
today.
That is a Vice shirt.
Hello. I looks tried like to she, match your vibe.
Definitely looks like it got stolen off like an old Miami hotel room.
Or the wall of a Taco Bell or one of those little cups. That
very much
to.
So. Yep. Mm-hmm. Vice.
1989 Econotch. Yeah.
Vice to the gills. Yeah, let's get to some of your comments here. Heat Colt says snakes on a plane is nothing like Philly cheese's gummies on a plane. That's true. That was a story. By the way, did you see that Stephen A. Smith, Mr. Stay Off the Weed, says he's going to gummies?
Well, if Mad Dog's doing it and it hasn't affected him, might as well let
Mad Dog's that. Been a bad influence on him.
Yeah. You gotta love
bad it. Influence. Bad influence, Mad Dog. Let him go. Zoned out, Stephen A. Smith. I still think he's giving hot takes, even gummied.
Ooh, oh, Mad Dog or Stephen A.?
Both.
Oh, I can't wait when Stephen A. gets the hair replacement. That's going to be awesome.
He's going the full route. Dude, everything's going.
He doesn't even have, like,
it doesn't matter,
hair
bro.
Buds up front.
It doesn't matter. I don't know, Leroy. Dude. Leroy, you can get hair right now.
Floyd Mayweather made the comeback.
Floyd. I don't want it.
Not so did Tom Brady. Remember Tom Brady came?
Oh,
with,
yeah.
Nobody's made a bigger comeback than Brian Urlacher.
Oh,
that was
no.
crazy. Right. That was crazy.
He was clean shaven to a mohawk.
Yep.
Did you see the guy who had a hair transplant and then went on the plane?
Yeah,
and got kicked out.
Yeah, because it was bleeding.
Ugh. Don't they do that in Turkey? Isn't that where it's famous for?
I don't know where he went, but he put himself on a plane with a bleeding head and he refused to get off the plane.
Oh, RV Ridge said he passed out so bad they called EMS.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Cool.
The dude.
From the plane?
Is he talking about Philly cheese or is he talking about?
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Nah, I think it had to be Philly cheese. Cause,
Philly cheese, yeah.
Because the guy was just him and the lady were taking off.
Oh, so that guy just.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Oh, well, hopefully.
See, no. I've been cut and bled enough. I just keep my bald head. Like, it's okay.
So, like, if you could have hair now, magic wand, would you? Or have you gotten so looked to the bald look?
No, I'm good.
Leroy, you don't want hair? Because look what it's done for Prime.
It don't matter because, look, first of all, it ain't going to match my drapes.
It don't matter.
Right. Yeah, it does. You can't have a full head of black hair and then be gray everywhere. No, it don't look right.
Beijing.
You just salt and pepper on top, too.
A little Beijing.
No. Dude, just that's a little spackle just painted on.
Just a little Beijing, bro.
I'm good.
Man, hair transplant.
I would like to ask the question, when you get older, why does hair stop growing out of you on your head?
And go in your nose?
And then grow out of your ears and your nose.
I don't understand that. It's frustrating.
I got some luscious locks coming out of my ears.
I have to
like I need to get a full tape.
Out of your ears.
Like I damn near need to get the weed eater. And like I can't even get a bud on top of my head.
Dude, I have Raleigh fingers coming out of my nostrils. Yeah. Sometimes.
I don't know what's up. Hey, have you ever gotten a nose hair stuck in your tooth?
Nah, I ain't going. Nah, I'm not.
Maybe you could go. Maybe
what?
You go
to the...
How do you get a nose hair stuck in your tooth?
It got so long. I blew my nose one time, and it just like ding, stuck. I'm like, what the?
You could go. You go hit the barber, get a hot shave, and then he'll do the ears.
No, they don't. I do it myself. I'd rather just do it myself.
So here's the story. The man with a botched hair transplant has been kicked off a plane after his scalp began to leak. Eugenio Ernesto Hernandez Garnier caught attention of flight attendants when he and girlfriend Yuildis Blanca Loyola boarded a plane with a visible head wound at Miami International Airport on Monday night. Of course. Police said that he had requested to clean and switch his soiled bandage before the flight took off, but he told him he had no replacements. After American Airlines staff grew concerned about his well-being and potential blood contamination, he and Loyola were asked to leave the plane.
He was bleeding like that?
Yeah.
It was bad.
He was literally leaking oil.
Yeah.
The couple staunchly refused, and Las Vegas man declared that if they could not fly, no one else could either. Jeez. So he got that done down here?
Man.
Talk to Miami.
Probably no in Hialeah.
Hernandez, Garnier, and Loyola still did not move when police arrived, resulting in them being arrested and removed from the plane. Loyola broadcasted it live on TikTok as the situation unfolded. That the blood on her partner was merely dried up from a recent operation. The incident also saw the passengers leave the plane over health concerns. Those who stayed broke out in cheers and applause when the unruly couple was escorted away. Jeez.
Could you imagine calling home and say, hey, sweetheart, don't pick me up at 6. Pick me up at 7:30 because we had a bit of a delay.
No, sweetheart was sitting right next to him and she also had surgery.
So we got those down here now too, huh? So you don't have to go to Turkey, Leroy. You could just do it down here in a strip mall. It was a matter of time. You would figure. Fake butts to hair. We were going to get there.
I'm not. I'm good. First of all, I ain't paying no money for hair I ain't never had. Right? Like, I'm good. Mm-mm. Nope.
I just don't understand why Floyd Mayweather wanted to bring back hair. Like, he had made it. Money Mayweather had a look.
Because it's Money Mayweather. So, what do you think? I can get it with money.
Yeah, but, like, why?
Because, fam.
He doesn't need it.
You don't understand. If the opposite sex is liking it, you're gonna do it. Plain and simple.
that, but he was like the OG of guys. Like every new 24/7, he had a new girl. He didn't need that, you know. And Floyd Mayweather, like every one of them had a job too. It was like a Seven Dwarfs with the amount of Astron he had around him.
I need somebody say I need a toupee. What? Like, come on.
Shreethan says in Miami you can get a hair transplant next to the Estrella insurance office.
Hey, and nobody down here knows. Somebody probably asking for the address right now.
Crazy.
Steven, we know he doesn't need money, but he clearly wanted hair. I mean, he doesn't need hair. He's got money, but clearly he wanted hair.
Well, he was really mad because when the hair started coming back, that was exactly when the gotcha hat thing happened. Like, I don't think he was
right.
ready.
I don't think he was ready.
You mean the one that you started?
Started is a very strong term. I was just, did I ask the question that instigated the response?
You're an instigator.
So you started it.
Well, I mean,
you instigated
I like to think of myself more as the kindling than the match. You know, I think Jake Paul was the match to the fire. I was just, you know, some brushwood that helped, that got caught up in the blaze.
What?
Yeah.
What did you just say right now?
Dude, he said a lot of words.
I love the way you work yourself around situations. Like, I had nothing to do with it.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
You had a lot to do with it.
Yeah,
I had nothing to do with it.
Well, then why does Floyd, he say, I remember you. You the one that caused that problem.
He didn't say that, but he said
you're
it with
just
his eyes.
Lucky you have a new mic flag now.
I don't have any mic flag right now. We don't have QAM mic flags.
Are we Somebody just should get Odyssey? On
that. I got you. I'm surprised we don't, but I got you.
Somebody should
Yeah,
get
I need
on
a
that.
Mic flag. I'm covering the fins this season.
Yeah, you need a mic flag, dude. A mic flag is a staple.
Oh, absolutely, bro. Absolutely.
Although I gotta be honest, like I do like just holding the digital recorder there. It is just more comfortable than
I like
the wires
mic
there.
Because you know why? Back in the days, the guy that used to run the place, Big Reed, he used to every night he would go to bed, and before he goes to bed, he always made sure he watches sports, either Sports Center or the local stations. And if you saw the mic flag, he went to bed happy.
Oh yeah, PDs love when a mic flag's there. Nothing makes them happier.
Listen,
like if you want Gullen to be smiling, if he saw a mic flag on SportsCenter, he doesn't even have ESPN.
Real talk. Here's a funny story, Tobin. So Big Reed, they threw a ratings party. We used to have that back in the days. You know, every time we did well for a quarter,
sure,
they threw. Dude, I walked into a party one day. The man probably didn't even know who I was for at least a good 3 months. But he saw my face on TV when the Marlins were winning the World Series, and he saw that mic flag. That
you,
man,
you listen. You had man, prime position, dude. We saw you all throughout the Stanley Cup run.
Oh yeah,
this.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna tell you this right now. I have mastered.
Plus, there was only two black people there, you and Roy. So that also.
And we, you know, we look alike. You know what I'm saying?
No, you don't.
I mean, if you,
he's a full head taller than you.
Who?
Roy. No, yeah, they're about the same height.
We're about the same height, bro. We're about the same height.
I think they're both around the same height.
I'm 6 foot. What are you trying to say? A foot? I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, what do you think? You got Roy as 6'4"?
Yeah. What is he? Peter Worrell? Come on.
Yeah, but you had prime position. Always by Bobrovsky in the right place.
You got to understand. You got to, if you've done this for years, as I have, right?
You got to get that flag in there.
Got to get that flag. You got to get the wrist. They got to see somebody was there. So when you know the main player or the main coach, you want to make sure you're right up close. Tobin does a great job because you're always going to hear Tobin's voice. Even if Tobin's got to go over certain reporters, he's going to get
Which he has before.
I've learned from that. I've learned how – because I get upset when people start – reporters start crowding you in and everything like that.
That's very annoying.
It's annoying. Like you see
Not for nothing. You know who's the worst of it, Vlad? The TV guys. You know, and let me tell you something that annoys me about the TV guy. No offense. I love you all, but you guys act, and I think
like
one
they get premier service, they get premium service.
Yeah, well, one of the camera guys had a great line, and he goes, "You know, we have Zooms, and like you think like that would be, hey, why do you guys need to be right up into everybody's grill and box everybody out? You guys have $10,000. I'm probably putting a light estimate on that cameras.
No, those cameras are like 40, 50 grand.
You don't need to be right up there. What are we shooting? Planet Earth? You need to get like the scales of an alligator? No, back up a little. Let everybody in.
They want the pores.
Well, it's not also their fault. They just see anybody talk with a mic near a player, they got to record. But you got to understand who the important people are. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sometimes a lot of people in the Heat locker room be like, hey, Kevin Love's about to talk.
Oh, you do that? Oh, yeah, I do that all the time. Oh, yeah. So they start running because you know what? I got my space now.
No, sorry.
I got my space. And here's the other key.
Just make a list of everything you guys need, and I got you.
And here's the other key. You've got to be nice to the media relations person.
You've
got to be nice to them.
Panthers are sweet. Adelin, sweetheart. Great PR people. The Heat, great PR people.
The best.
Yeah. Didn't used to be like, there used to be some real jerks around this town. Not so much anymore. Great PR staffs all over the towns. Love them all. Anyway, take a break. Back after this.
Hey yo, I got a resolution. This year I'm playing right. No 6:15 this year. Yeah, you can stay tonight.
Alright, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. It's time for that part of the day. No Frog Boy, but we still gotta mix it on up, dude, in the mix bag. And the mix bag is brought to you by Broward Health, well into your future. All right, Leroy.
What's up?
You familiar with Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, you know.
I understand it goes without saying, but, you know, just.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Jim Harbaugh, he's been pleased with how practice has been going for the Chargers. So much so that he might treat himself this weekend.
4 in a row. That's it's been fantastic. I mean, I'm feeling so good. I'm taking Mrs. Harbaugh out on a date night tonight.
Wow. The Harbaughs might eat some Blue Chew. Some Chargers Blue Chew.
You think that energy that dude has? Right.
Boys, hey, just spice it up. I don't know. Either way, Mrs. Harbaugh, get ready for your date tonight. Old car Harbaugh's ready to roll.
The thing I say about Jim is this. He has been consistent with who he has been since college. If we don't get it, it's on us. But he ain't never changed. He ain't never, everybody thinks that he just came and invented this person, right? No, he's been that way since college. So the people that know him go, no, that's Jim. That's the way he's always been.
Leroy, Aaron Judge has 4 home runs in his last 3 games. He's up to 48 on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has 60 once again, very much in his scope. Of course, at 62 a few years ago.
He might hit 50 by the end of this weekend.
That's true. Here is Aaron Judge on potentially going to 60 once again.
With a ring and a lot of fun in the playoffs, and definitely that'd be cool. But like I said the other day, I'm just trying to do whatever I can each day to put ourselves in a good position to win a ball game, and you know, especially these games against Cleveland, who you know we'll definitely see down the road, and we're fighting for the best, you know, best record in the AL. I'm just trying to do my part. That's it.
Wow, humble.
And can I add a little? And I could do my part a little bit more if I didn't have Mr. 6-8 hit next to me.
Well, he loves Juan Soto, though. He's like, what a bromance him and Juan Soto got together.
That dude did more lifting than a little bit. And he's always hurt. Weird injuries, too. Hey, Stan, can you just, like, stretch?
I don't know. I don't know. It's just weird. The hammies. 2 things that have always plagued them. The outside slider and hammies.
By the way, you know who Aaron Judge is because he's like 6'8".
I need to know if Aaron Gordon and Aaron Judge are brothers and have the same father who just happened to name him Aaron. Because those two men look very similar. Like you've never seen them at the same time.
6'7" for a baseball player is pretty rare.
6'7" to 80.
Let's see. Dave Winfield, Willie Stargell.
Dave Parker.
See what I'm getting at?
Yeah, the big brothers.
Yeah.
Derek Lee was a moose. He was 6'5".
Again, oh, you're actually adding one to my list.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who wasn't Lauer? What's his the catcher? Sandy Alomar was 6'5".
Strawberry was a big boy.
Wait, no. We're trying to find others, Vlad.
I'm trying to find non-pitchers. Sandy's like 6'4".
Yeah, but no. Who else? The catcher for the Twins. Lauer?
Joe
Mauer? Mauer's
pretty big.
Mauer's pretty big.
Yeah. So that's the only two
I can think. Like Vlad's right. Piazza. Aaron Judge is a power forward.
Right.
Piazza might be one.
Piazza wasn't that's big a big as boy. Those guys.
He was like 6'4", man. 6'4", no, 6'5". Wasn't. Piazza was a big boy.
But Piazza was not 6'4".
6'3", according to Google A.
That's a big boy.
That is bigger than I thought, though.
One guy who is not 6'4", Russell Wilson. Oh, Danger boy. Russ. He's in Pittsburgh now. Not going great for those QBs. It's been off to a squirrely start. It is preseason.
You know what I can't figure out?
Hmm?
We say this every year with Pittsburgh, and at the end of the year, they're in the hunt.
It's right? Very annoying.
It's amazing. That dude, like, they talk about every year about getting rid of their coach. You bet not. Y'all don't realize what y'all got.
It'd be nice if they get him a quarterback who was decent. Here is Russell Wilson on the Steelers' offensive struggle.
Would you rather hear him or another question from Mike McDaniel?
Mike McDaniel. I like listening to Mike McDaniel, even if it is long. Comforting about his weirdness.
Here, no matter how much Mike talks, whatever he says, it's believable. You know it's coming from a good place. When was the last time Russell Wilson said anything? And this is his own doing. When was the last time he said anything that was actually people believed?
Wow.
Everything he says, it seems like he's trying to play a part.
Yep.
And he's never honest and upfront about what's going on. So you just don't take him truthfully.
You could tell me that like he could go home to Ciara and he's actually plugged into a wall, that he's actually a cyborg. I would believe you. Like he's programmed to
like
be
one of those automatic cleaners.
Yeah. Something like he's a Roomba.
A Roomba.
Now he's just a Bumba. You like this point? Hey, come on. You liked it. You liked it. Yeah. Here is
for Toby.
Here's Russell Wilson on the Steelers stinking up the joint.
Earned right now or anything else? And absolutely not. You know, absolutely not. Because the reason being, as I told you guys, is because the level of practices we've had against one of the best defenses every day and how we've shown up there. So I think the best thing that we can do is, you know, just slow our minds down, you know, play really clean football, and also to enjoy the process, man.
Oh, my
God. Okay, first of all.
Cool. Thanks, Joel.
If I'm a teammate, I'm going to be a teammate of Russ. Hey, buddy. Appreciate your positivity.
Mm-hmm.
I like where you're going. We have been working hard at practice. But it would be more enjoyable if you wouldn't throw it to the other team.
Now,
while you're not worried about it, when we see our starting quarterback throwing it to the other team, I got to tell you, eyebrows are raised.
I think Minka Fitzpatrick's like, hey, I'm good. Hey, the hands are warmed up, Russ.
We had a quarterback like that in college. Man, when he went into the game, everybody in the first two rows put their gloves on.
What are you doing, Dad? You might want to be ready, son.
Yep.
Got a wild one out here.
Everybody in the first two rows treated like a baseball game.
Speaking of nice guys, Anthony Weaver, Dolphins' new defensive coordinator. Nice guy. Everybody seems to really like him.
Yep.
This is why the bob and weave defense. This is why he says he's such a nice guy.
I'm just trying to be authentic and be myself, right? I'm not trying to be anything else. I believe coaching is service work. So in order to get the best out of people, you got to get to know them, right? You can't just be on this mountaintop and be a dictator and just bark down orders at people. People don't respond to that. So ultimately, like, I know where I stand. I know what the chain of command is, but we are all coworkers ultimately. And I'm trying to make sure that I can be a force multiplier in whatever capacity I can, not just with the defensive guys, but with the offensive guys, with the coaches on staff, offense and defense. Like, I'm trying to help this team win a Super Bowl. So anything I can do to help, I'm going to do that.
Wow.
Daysop said it right. He can narrate audiobooks.
He does have a good voice.
Kind of got that. What's my man's name that does all the animal shows? I can't think of his name.
Who does the animal shows?
He does all the
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
He did March of the Penguins.
Yeah, but he did the one of the animal shows. You know, where they go to Africa and they have the narrator. He did that too.
I was very I'm very confused still when I watch Hard Knocks and they're trying to tell me that that's Ray Donovan. And I'm like,
it is.
It's weird, right? It is.
I don't get it. Like, it's just the Ray. I know he came. He did one episode. He did the Jets season. Like, he came and met Aaron Rodgers. It was really awkward. It was like,
why was it awkward?
Oh, just because Aaron Rodgers said a thing. He's like, I'd love to meet him. And then like Aaron Rodgers had nothing for him. He's just like, you're Ray Donovan.
Yeah. What?
He's a Jeff fan.
Here's the deal. It's funny. Because while we paying attention to what Weave has to say, right? I'm thinking to myself while the whole time he's talking, you know what he is?
Hmm?
The direct opposite of Fangs.
Oh, yeah.
In every way. Right? Right?
Yeah, well, I saw that.
He's going to be, and the thing is that they brought Fangs in because he's one of the best to do it.
Yep. Yep.
Right? They brought Weaver in because he's more in line with how the head coach, how Mike McDaniel wants to do things.
He's the first guy that's Mike McDaniel's guy because the first year he inherited Boyer. Then he got Fangs because they're just like, come on, it's Fangs. It's going to be great. But this is the guy he can actually communicate with.
Right.
You know, this is a guy he knows. This is a guy he's got a relationship with. And I got to tell you, first two games, sideline presence, dude. He's just got it. Something about him.
Well, defensive guys. Now, I'll tell you who is the most hype guys. Usually the defensive line coach, somewhat the offensive line coach, the linebacker coach, and then the special teams guy. Those are usually your most hype coaches on the sideline.
It's not even a hype. It's like he commands a presence. It's the towel that he has around his neck. Like, it's just, it's a good look, well, you know?
It's just hot as hell.
Oh, it's very hot. I mean, it's soupy. What are you know?
Doing? He doesn't wear a hat. I didn't see him wearing a hat.
No, he doesn't. So he just goes.
You won't get sweat in your eyes.
I know, but it's just that towel just commands respect. There's Uh-oh. Something about it. Tornadic?
Rumble in the jungle.
Yeah, it's really bad here also. It's thundering quite loud.
But you live in Cuba. I'm up here up on like Key West.
Point right. For Leroy.
Okay.
It lives up. I had to call Jay Fink and say, hey, I'm following directions, but they say I'm only halfway there. Is this accurate?
Speaking of great voices, Calais Campbell. This is the Ooh. Giant. Whoa. That wasn't Calais Campbell's voice. That was Thunder.
Yeah.
Calais Campbell, this is him on why preseason is important to him.
It's like, you know, I played seven plays. Those seven plays are, you know, it was good work. It was quick and easy, you know, a little bit of physicality, but it was exactly what I needed. But you go to like the whole day, you know, getting ready to play, that matters. Just that structure of your day, you know, how you're going to do things. Like, I've done it quite a bit, but it's kind of like re-establishing, okay, this is what, you know, what works well for me. This is what I want to do, you know, and then, you know, what time to get to the stadium, what time to start my warm-up preparation, what time, you know, how much, just really just the way things are done here. You know, with how everything's structured, getting the layout and the lay of the land. So, because I mean, there's, you know, seeing the chiropractor, you know, where I'm going to get the rollout, you know, if I need to get an IV, where, you know, how everything's going to be going. And all that stuff is just kind of like a, you know, I mean, you know, every place is a little different. So you kind of got to get a feel for it. So going through that process was really good.
Oh, now, routine.
Now, is he not saying some of the same things I said at the beginning of the show, that you got to go through the game experiences to get ready for the game?
17-year pro.
And he's a 17-year-old pro. Like, so everybody that just all of a sudden dismisses that, oh, these guys don't need no preseason, you're flipping a coin and hoping that it all comes together when it needs to.
Do you think?
Whereas here's the guy that's played a substantial amount of time and has been successful in the league saying, no, I need to go through that process of getting ready at least once so I get a feel in my mind and my body gets ready to play football on Sunday.
Do you think drive-thrus are a struggle for Calais Campbell?
Why? He can reach all the way in.
No, understanding him through the order box.
I mean,
I think he'll be fine.
Yeah. I mean, because just imagine the person. We better get his order right. It's a giant. Like,
it's a giant.
Yeah.
It's a giant.
He's never been told back through the speaker. He goes, come on, sir. Enough of the nonsense. Talk in your real voice.
Oh. Do you think they'll fix that? That would be Patrick
Mahomes. That would be Patrick Mahomes. Okay, Kermit. You sure you eat a 50 piece?
That's what I like.
When he talks to kids, does he intimidate them and scare them?
No.
Who, Calais?
They all want to treat him like a jungle gym.
No, Calais. Like, are they looking at him?
Oh,
like,
Calais.
You think Calais Campbell?
No, but wait. Remember, old boy from Minnesota told us that. That went to Miami.
Brian McKinney.
Brian McKinney. He said he talked to some kids and they go, they just kept staring at him and go, it's a giant.
They think that he's 100 years old because they equate size to age. So they would think that Calais Campbell is like an elder.
Or his voice, it sounds like he's been screaming in a wind tunnel for 13 years. Right? Like his singing career would be over. But I wonder, when did he get that voice? Because he's been talking like that for years.
Six.
Right?
When he was six.
So age six, he sounded like a monster?
Yeah.
Yep.
He couldn't play literally too big, right?
I guarantee you. When Mama Campbell comes, his voice turns very soft.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
He don't want
to give no indication that he's being aggressive,
nope.
Loud, because Mama look at you and like, hey, watch your tone.
And they'll tell you,
okay, Mama.
And they'll tell you they're exactly like, boy, don't think because you're 6'7" that I won't whip your ass. Like, they would tell you that.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, okay.
Hey, my mom, I remember I was a kid, it was middle school. Playing football game, and after the game, we was messing around. And I was messing with my mom, right? And messing with her. I had my uniform on, everything but my helmet. And she grabbed my arm and did this ninja move and flipped me. And everybody was like, ooh, Miss H don't play. And I was laying on the ground, and I looked up at her, and she looked up at me. We start laughing because she don't know how the hell she did it. But she flipped me like a ninja. I was like, oh, my goodness.
One more here in the mix bag. Austin Jackson, impressed with rookie, another giant, Patrick Paul, 6'8", Moose. And he says that he wishes he had some of his talent as a rookie.
Honestly, he's got it all. His size, smart, great feet. You know, there are some learning lessons, adjusting to blocking NFL defensive ends, which, you know, he's picking up pretty fast. And I definitely try to tell him everything I can. As I just, you know, had some experiences with that myself, you know, in my younger playing years. But he's got it all, man. And he's got his head on right. So I think he'll adjust great into this league.
There you go. Austin Jackson, impressed with the young tackle who we'll see back in action tonight in this final preseason game. We'll take a break. More headlines coming on up back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.